Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
From Learfield, this is the Buckeye Football Spring Game Preview Show on the Ohio State Sports Network. Presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics. Now along with former OSU All-American Jim Lachey, here's the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels.
And thanks for joining us tonight as we bring you our Ohio State Spring Game Preview Show in advance of Saturday's spring football game. The Buckeyes will conclude their spring practice with a game-like setting at Ohio Stadium. And Jim, with the season last year having gone the way it did, going all the way to the national championship, we know there was a lot of doubt from the coaching staff, in particular Ryan Day. Would they do a game? Would it be a glorified practice? But they have kind of settled on the fact that it will be as much of a game as they feel like they need to have it.
Well, I think, you know, when you came out of that and you think, whew, you know, it was four extra games, and again, normally you have one, maybe two games, but those two extra games, you go to the middle of January, towards the end of January, when you play Notre Dame in a championship game. And I think, you know, the week or two after that, we all kind of thought, well, spring game's going to, you know, the spring's going to be different just because of the fact that, I think that that's what they thought, you know, where they talked about having a spring showcase where they would go in and, you know, basically have an open day for an extra practice.
A practice rather than
exactly.
A game.
Exactly. Yeah. But then I think, you know, as they started getting in and they started looking at who they had a bunch of guys that really, you know, haven't played a lot of football. You know, certainly on the offensive side, you got, a center and a couple guards that have played out there and have some playing time. Jeremiah Smith, you got some tight ends that had some playing time, but, you know, Carnell Tate, Jeremiah, Brandon Ennis coming in. But then, you know, you had to put two new tackles out there and a new quarterback, which is huge. And then, you know, trying to get a couple new running backs back there. And then on the defensive side, even more guys that had moved on, you know, with Caleb Downs being back and Sonny Styles being back. And then some guys that have had some playing time but not significant. David Aguinoz and another guy on the corner that certainly started the whole season long. So they had, you know, when you start looking, you're like, hey, man, we need to get these guys some reps. And I think it, especially when you look at the quarterback, and, you know, it's nothing new for Ohio State, having to replace a quarterback. It seems like each and every year we've had to do that the last couple years. And somebody's going to have to step up. So, you know, how do you – and then playing Texas in the opener.
That's,
you know,
a big part of it.
It's not like you're, you know, you're playing a, you know, a school that – you just know that Texas is going to give you a great challenge. And so I think that once they start thinking about that, they, hey, we need to have, you know, some reps. And, you know, even Coach Day last week talked about at the open scrimmage they had when the students were all there, the Student Appreciation Day, where they scrimmaged, they made the quarterback live, which they rarely ever do. And, you know, I think all of that is in anticipation of knowing that, you know, they need to get these guys some really good looks. And, you know, one way to get good looks is to go out there and have a game-type situation. And not only for – you know, the players, but you got some new coaches, you know, right, just, you know, in the stadium for the first time. And you don't want it to be, you know, something when you're playing Texas, you're not familiar with what you got to do. So this will be a dress rehearsal type situation. And you will see some practice type, you know, simulations. And, you know, I'm sure when they get in the red zone, they might stay in the red zone for a few extra plays. Or, you know, when the kickers come on, they might kick a couple of, you know, besides one field goal, it might be three or four opportunities. But I think for the most part, they want to make it like a game. And, you know, certainly when the ones are in there, it'll be thud, which is always tough to do.
Two
on the radio.
Touch,
yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Who was that tackled by? Well,
it wasn't really
a tackle, but the first guy that touched him was this. So, yeah, I think that's just going to be the case for the game. And but the thing is, the goals don't change here at Ohio State. You know, you got to, you know, win all your games, beat the team up north, you know, compete, win a Big Ten championship, and then, you know, compete for a national championship. So those are the goals for the team, and I think Ryan understands that, and certainly all the players know that what they signed up for. So that's going to be part of this, too, is, you know, going into the game. But, you know, here we are, April 12th, coming up for that spring game, and I think a lot of people throughout the state are looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Atlas Butler is always open. Technicians are scheduled day and night, 7 days a week, including holidays. And since Atlas Butler is always open, you never pay any after-hours service fees. For all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs, Call 1-800-FURNACE. It is our anticipation to be joined by offensive coordinator and receivers coach Brian Hartline when we continue with our spring game preview show here on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
For 100 years, our passionate Atlas Butler has been helping people. From those who have relied on us for years to those who call us for the first time. For our team, their families, and our community, Atlas Butler is here to keep Central Ohio safe and comfortable with trusted, convenient service. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hello, I'm Ross Bjork, Senior Vice President and Eugene Smith Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donato's, Kroger, The Ohio State University, Wexner Medical Center, Huntington, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in our great state through the Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag BuckeyesCare.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Experience Buckeye Game Day like never before. Welcome to the 1922 Club, the most exclusive space inside Ohio Stadium, where luxury meets tradition in the heart of Buckeye Nation. Enjoy upscale food and beverages and a game day atmosphere like no other. Create lasting memories with friends and mingling with other Buckeye fans and celebrate every OHIO in ultimate comfort. Become a member of the 1922 Club today. Memberships are limited. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Union Home Mortgage is the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Learn about their 1% down payment program at UHM.com, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 2229. And welcome back to our spring preview show, spring game preview show for the Ohio State Buckeyes with the spring game coming up on Saturday. We anticipate being able to hear from offensive coordinator and receivers coach Brian Hartline shortly. But, Jim, quarterback certainly is always the big question, especially this year.
Yeah, it will be. You know, Will Howard came in, had that one-year run from Kansas State. And, you know, we're kind of thinking, okay, what kind of competition is this going to be? And certainly Will got that opportunity right away and had a fantastic year for Ohio State. And, you know, now he goes down in history as one of the national championships quarterback. And, you know, behind him, we had a couple familiar faces with Julian Sain and Lincoln Keenholz. Now they're all competing for the job.
Yeah, those are the two most prominent names right now. We have the opportunity to hear from receivers coach and offensive coordinator Brian Hartline. Thanks for coming on with us, Brian. And those are the two guys that everybody's kind of focused. We know Tavian St. Clair is part of the equation as well. But from a coaching staff standpoint, I know, is it safe to say that it was a priority all spring to get those guys as many reps as possible?
Yeah, I mean, we're still working on it. You know, it's always a work in progress. It's never enough reps. And then after you get one, you get a good day's work, you wish you had more. But guys are doing a good job competing and working and excited for the growth we've seen over the springtime.
Brian, now that you're the offensive coordinator, have you spent more time with the quarterbacks? Do you meet quarterbacks and wide receivers as a group now?
Sparingly, we have a mix of how getting together, but you know, Coach Fester does a great job, and we're on the same page. So we work together a little bit in meetings, but for the most part, it's pretty standard stuff.
Brian, what was it like to know that those quarterbacks had a little live segment last Saturday?
Oh, I wish we do that more often. probably not smart, but no, it's been great. The guys wanted it; they requested it, and I think it was good for everyone to have that situation.
You know, last year Julian got limited opportunities, 5 of 12 throwing the football. You know, he did have that one TD, I believe it was to Ben Chrisman. And, you know, Lincoln certainly had experience a couple years ago in the Cotton Bowl. You know, with that, you know, what do you draw on these guys, you know, as you're going into the season? Is it everything that you're doing daily? I mean, there's really not much of a history you have with them.
Yeah, I mean, we're just trying to grow individually. I think spring is built for, you know, self-improvement. You know, you want to grow individually, so at some point you can add to the collective, right? And so that's what it's all about: personal growth, individual growth, getting better day in and day out, showing my peers how consistent I can be, because consistency is everything. It's not that you can make the play, it's how often you make the play that ultimately defines your career. So they're chasing that, they're doing a good job putting a foot forward, but they're trying to win their peers over you know, day in and day out.
Brian, last year certainly massive production from the wide receiver group, and we know who the headliners are, but is there some more depth that's starting to make itself known to you guys as coaching staff at that position group?
Yeah, having, you know, 3, 4, 5 guys in that room was always critical year in and year out. You know, guys that are growing and trying to earn, you know, time on the field. Yeah, but they're doing a really good job. Feel really good about 4, 5, 6 guys. And, again, it's only spring. It's only April, but they're off to a good start, building some depth and building some you know, opportunity come in the summer and the fall.
You know, you had a great leader last year, Emeka Buka, in that room, and you know, I know he was the kind of glue of what you wanted to do. But now you got Brandon Ennis stepping up in that role, and certainly Carnell Tate, being a junior, has been able to step up in that role, and you've seen out of Jeremiah too. You know, there's been talk that he's kind of opened up a little bit more. Having those three guys has to make you feel comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, not just those three guys. There's more guys than that. But anytime you have that many, you know, obviously good players, the more good people in a room makes you feel really good day in and day out. That the work that needs to be put in will get put in. And that's ultimately what we want to get done. So, yes, Carnell's doing a great job leading the room, and Brandon and Jeremiah and Bryson Rogers. So they're doing a really good job. I'm excited to see how it forms. Again, it's only the first quarter of the year. But I'm encouraged, very encouraged.
Yeah, given that about where we are on the calendar, what are you seeing from them, Brian, as far as their blocking skills? Because we know the culture that's been set with that.
Yeah, doing a great job. They'll continue to you know, be a staple of their game, part of their game. I mean, at the end of the day, the perimeter game provides for some explosive plays, whether it be in the screen game, quick touch game, you know, and then getting the ball on the perimeter. More times than not, you're two blocks away from big plays. And the guys have always done a good job of that. They buy into that, and that must continue.
Brian, we know Chip Kelly liked to be up in the press box. Have you guys figured out where you're going to be yet, you know, on game day, calling the plays? You know, he always talked about he liked to, you know, be up there, have a desk, kind of get everything all organized for that next series. It seems like you're a guy that likes to be on the field and be part of it. Is that something you guys are discussing yet?
Yeah, we will. We'll discuss, and we'll see where it takes us down the road.
This certainly was such an incredible season as far as everything that happened through the length of it. Brian, from your perspective, how did that go into all of the plans with dealing with spring as it's going to be this year?
Yeah, I mean, just Coach Day had great perspective on you know, the length of the season, the importance of developed depth, not just guys that you know, it'd be ideal to play, but they earned it. And then they have guys that are, you know, earning playing time and then be able to play multiple guys. The O-line felt that. The running backs felt it. You know, we felt it. So Coach Day had great perspective on that. So, yeah, being mindful of that in this spring, understanding that, you know, the college game is constantly changing, roster depths and expectations. So, it's definitely a balancing act. Coach Day has been elite at that, and as coaches, we follow followed his beat. So he's done a great job with that, and it's paid off for us, and definitely did last year.
You know, when you look at your offensive line, you got to feel good about your center and guards, a lot of the guys back that have played there, and certainly Austin showing the ability to play some tackle and do that throughout the spring. But, you know, you got to get those tackles ready to go on game day, and you guys picked up two guys in the transfer portal. How have you felt that the offensive line has grown throughout these practices throughout the spring?
Yeah, we've done a great job, I think, with the O-line and the depth there and the leadership there, and a lot of banked reps, a lot of experience that's in there. And anytime you add to a group, you know, you got to make sure they are, you know, getting on board with how we operate, how we practice, and they're showing to do that, you know. So I think Coach Bowen and the crew are really doing a great job in that room. I'm very encouraged with that room. The communication's been really good. The growth's been really good. And we got to continue to find ways to elevate our game and be even better in that room. Did a great job last year, but it's a new year, and we expect even better things, to be frank.
Coach Brian Hartline, as always, thanks for your time. Thanks for letting us intrude on your evening tonight.
Oh, all good. Thanks, guys. I love talking to you guys.
All right. We appreciate it very much. And, Jim, that offensive line was such a big story last year because of injuries, but guys like Carson Hinsman, Austin Sarabild, who you mentioned, who really stepped up when they were needed the most.
Yeah, I mean, you lose a guy like Josh Simmons in that Oregon game, and, you know, Donovan Jackson's able to step up and, you know, continue to play that position throughout the year. And then a couple of weeks later, you lose, you know, your All-American center, Seth McLaughlin. He gets hurt in practice before the Indiana game. And Carson Hinsman, who had a great game at guard against Penn State, he moves in to play center. And you had some guys that had to step up. You know, Luke Montgomery really stepped up and kind of came into that role. Tegra Shibola has been steady all year long. And then Austin Sarafeld, when I've watched him out there throughout spring, I think he's taken some big steps. You know, as I said, he can play guard. He's done that. But now he's getting some time over at right tackle, and he looks good out there too.
When we continue with our spring game preview show, we will talk to Tim May, who from a journalistic standpoint has covered the Buckeyes seemingly forever. That's when we continue with our spring game preview show on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
When it comes to your cancer diagnosis, the choice for your care is clear.
And when you choose the James at Ohio State,
you're opting for care from a highly specialized team dedicated to treating one type of cancer, yours.
Where more than 1,700 scientists are working on new treatments and new hope for every form of cancer.
You're making the choice to have the most advanced treatments, many of which were developed right here.
For your cancer care, the choice is clear. The James at Ohio State.
For 100 years, our passionate Atlas Butler has been helping people. From those who have relied on us for years to those who call us for the first time. For our team, their families, and our community, Atlas Butler is here to keep Central Ohio safe and comfortable with trusted, convenient service. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Ohio State National Champions. Celebrate the 9th National Championship in Ohio State history with an heirloom quality timepiece handcrafted by Oxia Time. Available in a broad range of styles and prices to appeal to that true Buckeye fan. If you want something extra special, check out the limited edition Ryan Day autograph box sets. These exclusive box sets won't be available long. Act fast and get yours before they are gone for good. All watches tell time. These tell the time of your life. Order yours today at axiatime.com.
We've had an incredible year, Buckeyes fans. It's time to celebrate the offseason with warmer weather, long nights, and incredible grilled food. Weber Grills has everything you need to have a winning summer. From our newest line of Spirit Gas Grills to our award-winning Searwood Wood Pellet and Slate Griddle Grill, Weber Grills is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Learn more at Weber.com.
Add some spice to your pizza night with Donato's new Smoky Hot Honey Pizza and Smoky Hot Honey Chicken Sub. Bringing hardwood smoked bacon, wood-fired chipotle seasoning, and Mike's Hot Honey together for savory, smoky, sweet heat perfection. Now get $4 off a large Smoky Hot Honey Pizza using promo code SMOKY. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donato's. Gotta love more.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. You are listening to the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Buckeyes are known for paying it forward. That's why Buckeyes Care strives to serve the betterment of our community by positively impacting families across Ohio. Join American Electric Power, Donato's, Kroger, the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, the James Cancer Hospital, Huntington Bank, WBNS-TV in Columbus, and supporting this cause at OhioStateBuckeyes.com/BuckeyesCare. And welcome back to our spring game preview show, the spring game coming up on Saturday. And it's our pleasure to talk to Tim May, the emperor of the Tim May podcast. He also spends some time with our flagship station, 97.1 The Fan here in Columbus. Tim, outside of the quarterback situation, what are you most anxious to see about this football team when the spring game occurs Saturday?
I'm anxious to see some of the guys we've seen show off a little bit, show off again in the spring game, Paul. I mean, not the least of him. I mean, Quincy Porter, I mean, you know, he put on kind of a show the other day. You know, when you're talking about the wide receivers and as stacked as that room is, who knew that a freshman could come in and make the impact he's already made, you know, already lost his black stripe. And so there's a guy to watch. I mean, anybody, if you're a football fan from long ago or a football present day, anytime you hear of a guy named Bo Jackson being on the field, you want to watch, right? And, you know, I think you were there on Saturday, if I remember correctly, but, you know, Bo Jackson of the, you know, they're looking for that pair and a spare. They think they got the pair in CJ and then James Peoples, but that spare could be Bo Jackson, the freshman, who looked really good at times on Saturday. And then, you know, across the board on the offensive line, what you're really looking at is most fans will be getting their first glance at Ethan Oneonwa. Looks like he's going to be the left tackle, but at right tackle, there's a battle royale going on. And, you know, they're going to play their top five offensive linemen, as we've heard before, right? And I think that's going to be the case headed forward with this group of coaches. But, you know, Ian Moore and, you know, Philip Daniels, a transfer from Minnesota, and Austin Cervell, you know, those guys, you could see any one of those three, I think, in the starting lineup in late August against a team named Texas. So there are quite a few things to watch on both sides of the ball.
And it's a great thing to have some depth built up at that tackle, as we know from last year, when you lose a guy like Josh Simmons, and, you know, they kind of got to shake things around a little bit and you know, move some guys around. And then obviously Donovan Jackson settled in that position and did a great job at. You need, you know, like you said, you're pairing a spare. You need that almost at every position to have that competition. Looks great. And, you know, remember last year that spare running back was James Peoples, and, you know, he looks like he's going to be the guy right now that to be the number one back along with C.J. Donaldson. What have you seen out of those two guys so far this year?
Yeah, you know, we haven't got to watch a lot of practice, as you well know, Jim, but like getting to watch that student appreciation day the other day, I think both those guys are ready for action. C.J. Donaldson, I mean, he's clearly lost weight. When you watch video of him from West Virginia and you watch him live now, he looks like that guy's not little brother, but smaller brother, you know, but he looks quick, maybe quicker than he does on video. And then James Peoples, you know, J.K. Dobbins is the first thing that comes to mind when you watch James Peoples move around. Looks like him is from generally the same area of the state of Texas, but he's got maybe a little more speed. Maybe a little more speed than J.K. Dobbins had, and some other little differences about him. But it's kind of cool. And then, you know, Sam Williams Dixon, you know, made the choice to leave, but then made the bigger choice to return. You know, the kid from Pickerington North, and he's had his moments. We understand in the spotlight too, as the spring has gone on. But I think they still have enough guys at running back to make you watch, but boy, you're talking about replacing two studs at that position from last year.
You know, when you look at the defensive side of things, Tim, so many people gone from this team from last year, but so many other players who were in key backup roles, and it has to be exciting to see guys now that a chance has developed for them and has finally occurred, how they take advantage of it.
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. I mean, you know, Jermaine Matthews, you know, as he even reminded us the other day when we were talking to him, you know, he played a tremendous amount last year, including being in there on that goal line stand. Matter of fact, he got the pass interference call in the end zone, that goal line stand against Texas, but he was being counted on in some major key moments. But now he's ready to step up. And with with Caleb Downs sidelined for a lot of this spring. They let him kind of heal up from basically taking more snaps or playing more snaps than anybody on the defense last year. You know, Jalen McClain, Malik Hartford, those guys have had a chance to step forward, and even at the safety spots. And Leroy Roker is, as Caleb Downs reminded us the other day, he's also kind of stepped forward. So, you know, those are just some of the guys. And then, of course, you know, you look at linebacker, and Sonny Styles played almost as much as Caleb Downs did last year. And then all of a sudden you look up there, kind of holding him out of a lot of the hits, a lot of the big time hits in the scrimmage the other day. And you see Peyton Pierce, we've heard, heard his name come out of people's mouths all spring. And he looked apart the other day. He looked at one point like a fierce linebacker, another like a Mr. Extend His Arms, because he was knocking down passes, doing all kinds of things. And then, of course, I think Julian Sayin, when he made his little run, remember when the quarterbacks were live a few times?
Yeah, he got right at the goal line.
Julian Sayin got introduced to Riley Pettijohn. I don't think he'll forget him anytime soon.
Another Texas guy there. Both him and Pierce are from Texas. But when you look at our linebackers, man, just looking at them, Arvell Reese and Sonny, both 6'4", both about 235, 240. That's an intimidating-looking group there, just at linebacker.
Yeah, I mean, Reese, you know, you've been watching Jim like I have. I mean, he came in, he was already kind of a specimen, but he's gotten bigger and badder looking, you know, for want of another term. And, you know, a guy that, you know, you pay attention when the position coach talks about guys. That's who you pay. That's what you pay attention to more than what somebody said they heard somebody saw in practice. And, you know, James Laurinaitis really likes Arvell Reese like he did last year. You know, Sonny Styles is the Iron Man Award winner. I mean, you know, he's not going anywhere. He's going to be your big-time starter. But Peyton Pierce and Riley Pettijohn, but also T.J. Alford, you know, has gotten some praise. So I think they look pretty good, that linebacker spot, so much so, of course, that they moved C.J. Hicks to the edge rusher spot, where I think he probably, I don't know if you agree or not, probably should have been there all along for the last couple of years anyway. And they have a real chance for him to really blossom, I think, this fall.
I think when you look at the tackles getting bigger and bigger, you know, Ohio State's got two big ones in who they brought in. You start to see smaller defensive ends, because if you can't run through them, you try to run around them. And I think C.J. Hicks is a perfect guy for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he's always reminded me of Micah Parsons Micah Parsons. Just don't call him late at the snap. Abdul Carter, and what all three of them have in common is they all wear number 11. So maybe now that he's in the right spot, like Abdul Carter finally got to right at Penn State, and like Micah Parsons did, you know, maybe he can wreak some havoc. And that's what's interesting, because, you know, you've been around Matt Patricia a little bit like I have. He is a real mix and match kind of dude, not come from the same spot twice almost defensively with certain guys. And it's going to be an interesting another interesting change with this defense headed into 2025 season. They did a great job with Caleb Downs and moving guys around last year. Jim Knowles did, but I think Matt Patricia is going to take that and really run with it.
Tim, what are kind of your thoughts of how Ryan Day and this coaching staff had to approach this spring differently based on the length of last season?
Yeah, you know, as Paul, you heard him kind of second guess that the other day, because, you know, they played until January the 20th, right? And then they lost. They've lost a bunch of guys to the – they might have 16, 17 guys drafted. I mean, that's a tough loss, even though you got the big win out of it, right? But the bottom line is, he said, you know, the idea was sort of to take it, for one of another term, a little bit easy, start spring ball a couple of weeks later, which they did. But then they figured out a lot of these guys have played very little. A lot of them played a pretty good bit, but many of them played very little, and they need live reps. Because the only thing comes close to really playing a game is practicing with live reps. That's why they went live with the quarterbacks for a little bit the other day on Saturday. But you know, I think if they had to do over again, they would have jumped into the live rep portion with a little more robustness, if in fact that's a word, and a little bit earlier. So it is what it is. I mean, these guys wrote a new book, Mickey Marotti. Ryan Day and their coaching staff wrote a new book on how to approach and get through and win in a 16-game season last year. Now it looks like they're going to add some addendums.
Yeah. Tim May from the Tim May Podcast. We always appreciate your time, Tim. Thanks for coming on with us.
It is always a pleasure being on with you fellas. You know that.
Well, and the pleasure is reciprocated. Thank you very much for coming on. And Jim, that has been something that's been talked about a lot. Ryan Day joked the other day he was going to petition the NCAA for 5 more weeks of spring practice. But certainly they had to approach it differently, and they're going to have to approach the back end going into the summer differently.
Yeah, and again, they do get more time in the summer than they did in the past, right? Because you can go out there, but it's just not like you can do 7-on-7 and things like that, but you cannot really do – a lot of the, you know, 1-on-1s that you do with offense and defensive linemen and things in that area. But still, they'll have, you know, 45 minutes or so of individual going over bags, things like that. But that's not the real football. You know, that's just, you know, who looks good in bags. But it all changes when you have to go live out there. And that's what these guys need, and is some of those live type reps.
We'll talk more, and in particular, we will talk with defensive coordinator Matt Patricia about this Ohio State defense going into the 2025 season when we continue with our spring game preview show here on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
For 100 years, our passionate Atlas Butler has been helping people. From those who have relied on us for years to those who call us for the first time. For our team, their families, and our community, Atlas Butler is here to keep Central Ohio safe and comfortable with trusted, convenient service. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Experience Buckeye Game Day like never before. Welcome to the 1922 Club, the most exclusive space inside Ohio Stadium, where luxury meets tradition in the heart of Buckeye Nation. Enjoy upscale food and beverages and a game day atmosphere like no other. Create lasting memories with friends and mingling with other Buckeye fans, and celebrate every OHIO in ultimate comfort. Become a member of the 1922 Club today. Memberships are limited. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com. Ohio State National Champions. Celebrate the 9th National Championship in Ohio State history with an heirloom quality timepiece handcrafted by Oxia Time. Available in a broad range of styles and prices to appeal to that true Buckeye fan. If you want something extra special, check out the limited edition Ryan Day autograph box sets. These exclusive box sets won't be available long. Act fast and get yours before they are gone for good. All watches tell time. These tell the time of your life. Order yours today at axiatime.com.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State athletics.
Experience Buckeye Game Day like never before. The 1922 Club, where luxury meets tradition in the heart of Buckeye Nation. Become a member of the 1922 Club today. Memberships are limited. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com for more information. And welcome to our spring game preview show as Ohio State gets ready for their spring game Saturday at Ohio Stadium. And certainly, Jim, as we learned, it's going to be offense against defense. And, you know, over the years, we've seen the various machinations of how they've created this spring football game. And I think there certainly is a lot of relief from people. It is going to be as much of a game setting as they can execute.
No, and it is. And usually as offense, defense, you know, back in the past when you had 120 or, you know, scholarship guys, you know, when I played and you would have another 20, 30 walk-on guys, it was, you know, truly a game. I mean, you would sprint it up, split it up. And, you know, I've always told this story. It was for, you know, steak and beans. I mean, the winners got steak, and the losers had to serve them their steak, and they got hot dogs and beans. So, you know, literally you started thinking about, do I want a steak tonight or do I want hot dogs? So, I mean, you had to go out there and play. But, you know, those are back in the days where you had 20 hard practices. You know, now they have 15. I would say probably 10 of those had been padded. You know, the other times they go out and shell, so to speak, or spiders, as they call them, and, you know, just get some good hard work, but it's not full go work. And, you know, this will be more of an offense, and, you know, there'll be a defensive scoring. If they get a three and out, if they force and punt, things like that, you know, that'll be scoring for the defense.
And a lot of this installation moving into the summer and whatnot?
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're putting in parts of it right now, and, you know, but as you get into summer and, you know, you kind of review it, and then you get into training camp, and, you know, that's when you have all your installation. You go through the whole playbook, so to speak, and, you know, start with stuff that, you know, again, most of the guys have a pretty good general understanding, but for the new guys, you know, trying to get them up to speed, and then you go out there and you work it and, you know, get ready for Texas.
And certainly guys like Caleb Downs, we heard Tim May talk about at safety, getting a lessened number of reps. And there'll be others like that, guys that carried such a big load last year.
No, and that's the way it should be. You know, guys that, you know, as Coach Urban Meyer used to always talk about, the 1,000 rep guys. You know, the guys that played 1,000 reps got a little bit less time. Guys that played 2,000 reps, even you know, fewer times through the opportunity, because they've gone out there and they got game film on those guys. They understand what they can do. They've seen what they can do on Saturday afternoons. Don't really need to see a lot of that throughout, you know, March and April.
Matt Patricia, defensive coordinator, joining us tonight on our show. Coach, thanks for coming on with us as always. And this has to have been a great process as far as you getting familiar with your players and they getting familiar with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to join the show. It's been an awesome spring. I mean, I think for me, I've just so much joy, so much happiness being in there coaching these guys. It's been so much fun. I mean, they obviously we got great guys here. They love the game, and to be able to get up in front of that group and teach a little bit of football, it's been a great spring.
Coach, when you come in as a defensive coordinator, I know when Chip Kelly came in, he had to learn our terminology, you know, and then he had to kind of craft his offense with it. Is that what Coach Day asked you to do as defensive coordinator, keep some of the same terminology that some of the assistant coaches that are already there, and then you've had to learn Ohio State's terminology and then, you know, put your plans together with that?
Yeah, I totally think that's the best thing to do, is when you're coming into a new situation, try to obviously, you know, myself, learn the vernacular, learn the terminology, be able to relate, you know, the different things. Obviously, they had a great year last year, great defense, did a lot of really awesome things. So for me, just trying to learn as much as I can from the great assistant coaches that we have here and, you know, the players. And, you know, there's some different sprinkles and flavoring that you add in, but, you know, just trying to keep everything familiar. One of the things with football terminology, it's like learning a language. So just, you know, trying to keep as much of the language the same as you can, I think always helps.
Matt, you just mentioned it. What's it been like to put your head together with those other defensive coaches?
It's been amazing. You know, Coach Walton and I coached together a long time ago at Syracuse University. So we've had a long time friendship and always talked football and gotten together and, you know, compared notes defensively. So great to get back in with him. Coach Johnson, who I've known for a long time, he does an unbelievable job with the, you know, with the front, the defensive line. You know, tremendous respect for him. James Laurinaitis. I mean, it's just been great. I mean, the guys are super smart, super great coaches, and I'm just trying to learn.
Coach, any defense will say, I mean, the key to defense is you got to stop the run, number one, you know, because if they can run on you, it's going to make it, you know, easy to convert on third downs. And then when you do get in third downs, you got to get off the field. And this team last year was pretty good. You know, 87 yards rushing they gave up per game and 35% on third downs. I'm sure that's a trend you have to continue.
I mean, those numbers are phenomenal, but you nailed it. Stop the run. It's the number one thing. You know, you got to talk about defensive. If you love good defensive football, stop the run, you know, and I think that's the only way you hopefully set yourself up for those longer third down situations where you can get off the field, you know, get the offense off track a little bit and, you know, perform on that down and distance, because, you know, that's like a turnover when you can force them to punt. So we'd love to continue those numbers for sure. I want to make sure we keep doing that. That's great defense.
Understanding where we are at this point of the calendar, Matt, but are you starting to see some signs of some depth starting to develop?
I think these guys have competed so well in the spring and really just given us a great picture into the things they can do well. And, you know, I think what we can be as we go forward, the evaluation of the spring has been, you know, just so important just with some of the young guys that we have and to really find the depth and find the guys who are going to step into roles. You know, we got to replace some guys here on defense and some younger guys are going to have great opportunities to get into those roles. And that's the fun part about the spring. So, yeah, we're seeing all of that. We're seeing guys and really getting a good picture of the things that they can do well and putting them in, you know, those positions out on the football field to perform.
Coach, you know, I know you like to play multiple fronts. You've done that throughout the past, but basically you're utilizing the talent that you have, right? I mean, if you ever got a great nose guard, you're going to be, you know, in, you're going to have the center covered up. If you got some great defensive tackles, you're going to move them around a little bit, get them in those three techniques or five techniques. And, you know, with your defensive ends, is that what you try to do? Take whatever talent you have and mold your defense around them?
You know, yes, sir. I totally agree with that. I think, you know, you put the guys on the field, find out what they can do well and really put them in those positions out during the game to go play fast, play aggressive and, you know, be productive. Certainly that's part of the spring is really trying to figure out what do we do well? What can we do up front? What can we do in the back end that our guys this year coming up do really well? And then how do we scheme it up from there? How do we, you know, use the things and the defense that we ran last year and utilize that to the best of the players' abilities, you know, for next year. So, you know, exactly. Figure out what the guys do well, you know, put them in those positions to go play fast and aggressive. And, you know, that's been a fun part of the spring.
Part of what captains with defense is disguising all of the different looks. Is that something that gets more sharpened up in the summer, Matt, or is that something that's part of the process right now and then continued in the summer?
I think it's one of the things that the defense phenomenal last year. They really disguised a lot of the looks. They did a great job of making it confusing for the quarterback. And, you know, we kind of just keep going with that, you know, pick up where we left off. And the spring, we've been able to do some of that, I think, which has been great. And then certainly we'll build as we go through the summer, we'll build on those looks. They're really hard. You know, I think they're difficult and they confuses the quarterbacks at times, which is great.
You know, when you look at those two linebackers, we talked about it last segment with Tim May, who was on, but Arvell Reese and Sonny Styles, man, they pass the eyeball test. When you just look at them, 6'4", 235, 240, they look fast, they look lean, and look like they're angry and they want to come downhill.
I mean, you got to love linebacker play. It's something that gets me fired up. And then walking in the room with those guys, you know, if I'm looking up at you, it's, you know, we're in great shape. They are big, they are long, they are fast. They can move. It reminds me of a lot of the guys that I've had, you know, in the past. So, those are two really good pieces to have on the defensive field and great guys, great, you know, students of the game. They've been a lot of fun this spring.
Well, Coach Matt Patricia, thanks for coming on with us this evening. We look forward to seeing what we'll see on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I appreciate it so much. Thanks for having me on, and I can't wait to get in the shoe and see the fans and feel the energy. It's super exciting for me, and, you know, Saturday is going to be it's going to be great.
Yeah, we look forward to it. Thanks, Matt. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
That's defensive coordinator Matt Patricia. And Jim, one of the things from the defense that we saw last year, especially late in the year, leadership from guys like Jack Sawyer, from Jalen Tuimoloau, from Tyleek Williams, you know, guys that certainly had played a lot of football. There's a big role, individually or collectively, to be filled with the guys that would be handling those spots right now.
And throw in Cody Simon. You know, yes, what he was able to do those last five or six games. I mean, he kind of, you know, the way he hit, the way he was, you know, making plays, the way he was able to put pressure on the quarterback, you know, when he was able to blitz, those guys have to step up. And, you know, certainly you got pieces there with Caleb and Davidson Igbinosun, and they've been in a lot of those huddles. But I think you're going to really like what our defensive line can do. You know, Coach talked about, you know, Larry Johnson, and he is. He's one of the best ever at coaching technique, and he's been around the game forever. And he understands what he has to do, but he's got some pieces there, and I think he's excited about this group. You know, certainly Caden Curry and Kenyatta Jackson are, you know, happy for their opportunities. Logan George, who they brought in from Idaho State, I think, you know, he shows up some things. We talked about C.J. Hicks, you know, replacing guys like Tyleek Williams and Ty Hamilton. It's not easy because those are both great football players. But, you know, when you look at what Edric Houston's been able to do, he got a little bit of his feet wet last year. He played defensive in the start to year and played some defensive tackle. You know, we saw Caden McDonald. You know, what steps out of my mind is what he was able to do against Penn State.
Go,
you know, on. Pushing it center back in the backfield. Jason Moore, Will Smith Jr., Tywan Malone. have all stepped up and made some plays. And that's where the group's going to have to form, because you can have all those other pieces, you know, secondary, but you got to get pressure on the quarterback, and that's what those guys have to find a way to create. And there's a young guy, Zion Grady, number 15. I think you get a lot of people going to be impressed with him, because I think he's got some – he'll get some playing time this year too.
We'll chit-chat some more about what's leading up to the spring game on Saturday when we continue with our spring game preview show on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Buckeye fans. Union Home Mortgage's 1% down payment program is like kicking an extra point or scoring a two-point conversion. You put 1% down, and Union Home Mortgage will kick in up to 2% on the house. Visit UHM.com or call 877-846-4968 today.
Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 2229. UHM will contribute up to 2% down, no greater than $2,000 for the 3% down payment. Home buyers responsible for the remainder of the down payment. This offer is available for the purchase of a primary residence only. For full terms and conditions, visit UHM.com.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelite Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at safelite.com. Safelite Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
When it comes to your cancer diagnosis, the choice for your care is clear.
And when you choose the James at Ohio State,
you're opting for care from a highly specialized team dedicated to treating one type of cancer, yours.
Where more than 1,700 scientists are working on new treatments and new hope for every form of cancer.
You're making the choice to have the most advanced treatments, many of which were developed right here.
For your cancer care, the choice is clear. The James at Ohio State.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned Redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Nobody has more all-wheel drive or electrified hybrid choices than Toyota. Now through April 30th, get 4.99 APR financing on a rugged new 25 Tacoma. Excludes TRD Pro and Trail Hunter. Or lease a well-equipped TRD Sport for $369 a month for 36 months with $39.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Buckeye Nation, join us on April 13th at the 2025 Ohio State Foremother, presented by Union Home Mortgage, the Ohio Beef Council, and Raising Cane's. This is your chance to run down the tunnel and finish on the 50-yard line at Ohio Stadium. A portion of the proceeds benefit the Buckeye Crews for Cancer. This is something you won't want to miss. Register today at OhioStateForemother.com. Go Bucks!
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State athletics.
Atlas Butler is always open. Technicians are scheduled day and night, 7 days a week, including holidays. And since Atlas Butler is always open, you never pay any after-hour service fees for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Call 1-800-FURNACE. And welcome back to our spring game preview show here on the Ohio State Sports Network. We will be on the air at 11:45. Things set to start at about 12 noon, as we mentioned. It'll be offense against defense. The first part of it, unless plans change, it's going to be non-contact, non-tackling. And then the second part of it, there will be tackling. Quarterbacks will not be live. But certainly this is, and Jim, we always say this, and we always kind of warn people, don't take more than you should out of what you see Saturday. It is just a tool.
Yeah, it is. I mean, sometimes you get spring game flashes, you know, the guys that go out there and make all kind of great plays.
You can mention names.
Right, and that's all the talk, you know, when you go throughout the summer. Boy, did you see what he did in spring game? I'm not, you know, I can't wait to see him. And, you know, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, this is, you know, like I said, you're going to see a lot of the young guys get a chance to play, which we should. And, you know, some of those veterans, you know, as we talked about, guys like Caleb Downs and Sonny Styles and Davidson Igbinosen and, you know, some of the Jeremiah Smith, who's played a lot, and, you know, Brandon Ennis and Carnell Tate. You'll see a little bit of them, but, you know, again, you got to be smart because those guys you're going to see a lot throughout the fall. But, you know, with those quarterbacks, you know, both, you know, I've been impressed with all three of them, really. I mean, Lincoln Keenholz, I think he's really stepped up and had a really good spring, and certainly, you know, he stuck around for a reason. You know, we saw Devin Brown transfer out, but he stuck around because he wanted to compete for the job, and I think he's got a legitimate chance. Julian Sain, you know, he certainly, we got to see him a little bit more last year throwing the football in some of those games. And he stepped up and has been able to make some plays, and he's looked awful good, you know, throughout the spring too. And then, you know, Tavian St. Clair, I mean, you know, Coach said there's probably a little bit of gap between him and the other two just because he's a young guy and, right, you know, hasn't had as much game reps. But I'm almost thinking I'd want to have a package for him every game because he is a big guy and he can run the football and he's got some good feet and he can throw the football too. He's made some nice throws on the move. So they have the guys in there to get it done. And, again, it's just, you know, finding the right parts, seeing who's going to step up and grow. And even if you're not the starter on game one, we know how football is. You know, I mean, we saw it with the offensive line. You know, Carson Hintzman, you know, he looked like he was on the outs for a part of the year, and then he ends up in the second half of the year being one of the heroes of this team and the way he was able to step up and get some playing time. And, you know, a guy like Luke Montgomery on the offensive line didn't play a whole lot, but certainly he stepped up. And, you know, you're gonna, we know that what Jeremiah can do, and we've seen Carnell really step up and take some big things. But, you know, Brandon Ennis, all he did was make plays when he got his opportunities last year. You know, being behind Emeka Buka, you know, it's going to be hard to get a lot of playing time. But when he did step up and make play or get his opportunities, he made plays. And, you know, you think of that Penn State game, he was able to step up there and get some things done. So, you know, these are the guys that you know, but – yeah, Quincy Porter, number 11. You're going to be impressed with him. You know, 6'4", 200 pounds. He's got great size. He's going to be hard. You know, Miles Graham, you know, he's really, you know, made some nice plays throughout. Mylon Graham has really stepped up and made some nice plays throughout the, you know, portion of spring ball that I've been able to see. So Bryson Rogers is another guy, number 13. You know, he's a guy that didn't get a whole lot of playing time. I think he was a late enrollee.
But he's been around.
But, yeah, but now he understands it. And, you know, he's a guy that I think people are going to want to watch out there. And then, you know, a guy like Bo Jackson, we've, you know, we had him, it seems like a lot. We had highlights of him throughout the fall on the Buckeye Roundtable. And we'd, you know, get some of our top performances throughout the state. It seems like his name was on there every other week. So, you know, he's a guy that I'm looking forward to watching. And Turbo Rogers, when he's get a chance to come in and is another opportunity. So they have some guys here. They got some guys that are still coming back. But this is going to be, you know, a fun team. And at Ohio State, your backups are good. I mean, because, you know, most of them
are. And they need to be.
Yeah, they are. And you know, now it's their opportunity. We've seen Caden Curry, Kenyatta Jackson, you know, get limited roles last year behind, you know, Jack and JT. So now it's their chance. It's their chance to be the guys out there. And they're going to take it and run with it. And they're going to go out there and make some plays. So I'm excited about this group of players, excited about, you know, Coach Day and the staff that he's been able to put together. And there's always change in football. You know, these teams never stay the same, whether, you know, you're in junior high or throughout high school and college and certainly in the NFL. Each and every year it's a new opportunity. And the great thing about this time of the year, everybody's 0-0, you know, so everybody's got a big positive outlook to look. And, you know, they just know that, you know, when this thing gets started, you got the Longhorns coming. And
that's,
you know,
I was just going to get to that. That's the different part of the urgency, kind of like 3 years ago when Notre Dame was the opening.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's, you got to be good from day one. And you got to, especially when you got that game at home. And, you know, we had Oregon a few years ago when they came in here. Yeah, that didn't work out the way we wanted it to. But you still went there and had a good year. And with this playoff format, you know, you can, like, one loss, you can, like, you know, it's not the end of the world, you know, that you can go out there and get it done. But if you look at the talented teams that we play, you know, Texas and Penn State certainly jump out, and, you know, certainly Michigan at the end of the year is another team that steps up. Illinois on the road, you know, that's always going to be a tough road. Their coach has done a great job there, Bielema, getting things, you know, getting that program right where he wants. And you know, he won at Wisconsin. You know, he's an Iowa guy. They're going to win with tough defense and be able to run the football.
And speaking of Wisconsin, they're looking to bounce back.
Yeah, they are. You know, with Luke Fickell, a guy that we know very well. So, should be a fun year. Going to West Lafayette. We haven't been there in a while, right?
A couple of years?
Yeah, that'll be fun. But, no, it should be a good time.
Well, we look forward to Saturday. Always great for the fans, though, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, again, you usually see a lot of young fans, a lot of young kids get an opportunity to come in here because you're not spending a couple $100 for their ticket. They're a little bit more reasonable.
Couple hundred.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But it's a great opportunity, and it looks like the weather's going to cooperate.
It'll be good enough.
Thanks, Jim. Look forward to Saturday.
That sounds good.
And we ask all of you to join us Saturday for the Ohio State Spring Game. We'll be on the air beginning at 11:45 a.m. For Skip Mossick, Jacob Reimer, and for Jim Lachey, this is Paul Keels. Thanks for listening. This is the Ohio State Sports Network presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.